Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Life is full of mysteries, isn't it? Every day, tragedies occur and people scream out to God that life is not fair. As we reach out to others in their times of deepest need, we'd love to be able to offer an explanation, but we cannot. The problem of suffering has challenged humankind since the dawn of time, and it will continue to do so. But the mysteries of life are not only at that end of the spectrum, because the beauties and wonders of life are just as mysterious. How can you explain the beauty of a flower, the wonder of a sunset, or the majesty of the night sky? All these things are beyond our ability to understand or explain. However, we worship a God whose understanding is infinite and whose love knows no limits. How should we respond to the knowledge that God is infinitely greater and wiser than we are? It would be easy to be overwhelmed by this, but a far better response would be to turn to God in worship and adoration with the knowledge that in this life we will never have the ability to understand everything. To use the language of the Apostle Paul, at the moment we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. God doesn't want us to trudge through our lives burdened by all that we do not understand. He wants us to expand our understanding, but always with the humility that acknowledges that His wisdom is infinitely beyond us. His desire is that we should live at peace with Him and ourselves, and with the confidence of knowing that at the right time, we'll be given the understanding that we need. In the meantime, we can focus our energies on worshipping Him. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that God is infinitely wise? And now let me pray with you. Great God of wonders, we worship you. Thank you for this awe-inspiring world that you've created. Help us to worship you with the whole of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.